The first reading can be found on page 667, and it's from Proverbs 31, verses 26 to the end. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned. The second reading is from page 1154, and it's from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to part of verse 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And as we invite Andrew up to speak, a quick prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for giving the words to Andrew that you want us to hear. Open our hearts, minds, bodies and souls to what he has to say. And we thank you especially for Andrew, for all that he's doing during this intersection. And just we bless him, and we hope that you just keep him strong during this journey. In Jesus' glorious name, amen.
Amen. Today is Mothering Sunday, and I was working the bases. We might have had a few children here this morning, but we're all children of God, so that would do. And I also was working on the basis that you can all help me. I think you can, actually, because you're doing half the talk this morning. You see, the thing is, anybody here who's not had a mother? Anybody here not had a mother? Well, you can all help me then, can't you? So, I like you. I like my assistant, my lovely assistant, you know. Do a twirl. But I've asked, what we're going to ask you is, it's a nice suite for everybody here. You can either, if you've got a mum at home, take it home to her or somebody else. But you can have it, whatever the result is. Now, any words that would describe your mum well? One positive attribute about your mother. I know some people have had difficult mums, but anybody's got a nice attribute like to say about their mother that really helped shape them?
Loving.
That's an easy one. Supporting is good. Loving and supporting. Who's that one? Wait a minute. Got your kind. You're right a bit smaller, I think, Susie. We'll never get on the board here. Compassionate, yes, that's fine. Anybody else at the back here? I mean, loyal. Well, that's loyal. Okay, yeah. Come on. How about you, John?
In charge.
In charge? Well, that's one I hadn't pulled out.
Yeah.
How about you, Jane? Loving. Well, you know, something different. Something different. Otherwise, think of something else.
Hospitable.
Right, they are. Haven't got that one either. Pam, how about you?
Nothing.
Can't think. Well, Joy, anything from you?
Just loving.
Well, no, something else. Anything else?
Good cook.
Good cook. That's a good one. How about the back here? How about you?
Meticulous.
Wow, that's a... Sorry, Susie.
And brave.
Brave, I think it's a good one. How about over this side here?
Selfless.
Concerning.
How about you?
Amazing.
Well, that's a nice one.
Thank you.
Helen, how about you? What, any thoughts for your mum, about your mum?
Not here.
Oh, that's sad. Patience.
I think she deserves
a sweet. Yeah, I think you deserve a sweet. Come on, have a sweet.
Thank you.
How about, did you give me one, Juliet? Anybody else not giving me one? How about you two? Our friends.
How about strong?
Strong. Marianne?
Generous.
Well, that's a good, lovely one.
Comforting.
Now, how about the front here?
Constant.
Neil?
There's a lot of them up there already, caring, supporting.
Come back in a minute, Mifflin.
Andrew, special.
Sorry?
Special.
Special, that's good.
Trustworthy?
Trustworthy.
Reliable.
Well, it's the same. It's the same one, really. Trying to think of something else.
They're all up there.
Supporting.
That's all right. Anyway, we've got to... Teacher.
Wise.
That's a lovely one. Who knew who that was? Anyway, inspirational. I think we could go on for quite a long time if we sat really thinking about it. And anyway, got quite a list here. And I made a list on this side, and a lot of these we've already had. I had available, beautiful, calm, we've had brave, compassionate, we've had consistent, forgiving, friend, fun, we had good cook, good listener, good guide teacher, happy, hard working. Most mums have to work very hard, don't they? Honest, kind, knowledgeable. You go to your mum for all sorts of bits and pieces, don't you? Loving, nurturing, organised. Well, hopefully most mums are, but patient, positive, that's making one feel secure. Smart, intelligent, well-dressed, wise. And I started to make a list out here of a few things about God. I mean, that before I go on to about God, I thought those... I rather liked that... some of the songs we had this morning are the ones that they use at school. And the one about faithful one was obviously relating to talking about God, but it also applies to our mums as well. Being faithful, being secure, that support, that rock. And also our first reading was, it speaks over some of those attributes. You know, she speaks with wisdom, in faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children call her blessed. Give her the reward she has earned. But I'm looking at the ones there about God. You know, we have from Deuteronomy, he'll never leave you or forsake you. About being brave. I mean, mums, when you go through into labour to give birth to your children, you're being brave, more than us men often realise. And... we had recently Emma having a difficult time. So, you know, but also Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he knew what was happening And he prayed, if you're willing to take this cup from me, yet your will, not my will, be done. We talked about compassion, and from Psalm 145, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all he has compassion on. That consistency, we talked about somebody being constant, that is always there. You know, that Hebrews, which is the inspiration for the window at the back there. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And what we like about our mums is they were faithful to us, weren't they?
Yes.
They were loyal. Somebody said loyal. And if we look at Lamentations, because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And I don't know if we had about people, mums being forgiving. You know, mums forgive the things that we muck up on, the times that they might tell us off, but the times we've broken that plate by mistake, or broken a window, or whatever. We did all those things, well, some of us did anyway. Because Matthew said, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And I know some people have described their mum as being their best friend. I didn't hear that said this morning, but I've had that said quite a lot of times. God spoke to Moses in Exodus. The Lord was Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. Somebody said about being good. I don't know who that was. We have from Psalm 107, give thanks to the Lord for his good. His love endures forever, ever. And most important thing of bringing any children up is being a good listener, isn't it? It really is. You know, you need to hear what's troubling your children, or your spouse, for that matter, as well. You know, in 1 Peter 3, we have, his ears are attentive. And we also had about guiding, teaching, helping us. I will trust and teach you in the ways you should go. That's from Psalm 32. And John 16 said, they do such things as they have not known the Lord. So obviously they haven't heard what to do right. An attribute which perhaps some of mums have, but not everyone, is it's holy, about God. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Fun. You know, I mean, if you don't have fun with your children, they don't learn to smile. We all need to learn to smile at the best of times. And one of the attributes of the gifts of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. And that's what we get from being in the Holy Spirit. And lots of talk about loving. And it's from 1 John, whoever does not love does not know God. Because God is love. And obviously we had in John, the most famous verse probably in the Bible, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And part of that forgiving is being merciful. God is compassionate and grace, slow to anger, abounding in love. Somebody said that patient, didn't they? And we all need patience. The Lord is slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you. Mums, you're never perfect. None of us are perfect. None of us have all that. None of you had all those attributes all the time, every day, every night, because you get tired. And but God is. He is the rock. His works are perfect. And all his ways are just. And we talk about security, about feeling in every child needs to feel secure as to where they are to flourish and grow. It's like being a seed in a flower bed. It needs to have solid ground and good ground. And Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. And truthful and honesty, the words of the Lord are flawless, wise, For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth came knowledge and understanding. Now, all the attributes of mums and of God can be best summed up in one word: love. Paul puts it well in our second reading. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now, we are truly blessed if we have known our mother's love. Sadly, there are many children out there who haven't, because their relationships haven't been good. But if you have, you're blessed. And we are truly and eternally blessed if we accept God's love. And that is my prayer this morning. Amen.